Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you
for being a friend.
Thank you. It's 53 past the hour. Joining us now is the lady responsible for all those Chicken Soup for the Soul books, Amy Newhart. There is no Bob. I bet you, Amy, from time to time people do that. Amy Newmark is the lady's name. But I bet every once in a while people don't look carefully at your name and they say, like Bob Newhart, Amy Newhart, right? Or am I the only one who's ever done that?
No, you're absolutely right. I remember when there was that Newmark and Lewis electronics chain in the New York area. Yeah. And I went in there and they wrote my name down as Newark, like Newark, New Jersey. And I said, I'm in a store called Newmark and Lewis and you can't spell Newmark. They went out of business.
Yeah, that was and that's why. Right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, so Amy has focused, there's a book called Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Gratitude. This is one of my big things, along with understanding the power of prayer and meditation and stuff. If you are grateful for what you have in life, then your life will be different. It will change your life. I agree with you. So let's talk about that power in a moment here on Good Day.
Today on App Check, Hipstamatic makes your digital photos look analog with blurry, oversaturated, discolored images. $2 for a crappy picture? I don't get it. Hipstamatic. Struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Want a way to calm your kid down and teach him patience at the same time? Well, maybe you ought to consider giving your kid music lessons. It can work wonders on your child's academic skills and mental health, too. Here's the science of it.
Everybody ready for music?
No doubt about it. Music can help any child with motor control issues. Piano lessons, or actually any music lesson for that matter, teaches children rhythm, patience, and concentration. Also, it teaches teamwork through school orchestras and marching bands. And get this. Music lessons facilitate reading skills, eye-to-hand gross and fine motor skills, and the ability to sit still. What's the cheap psychological trick? Music naturally creates many of the same skills that other children achieve temporarily through pharmaceuticals. More info at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
All right, so the Chicken Soup for the Soul books, you can find them as podcasts, or our conversations here, actually. iTunes has it, Stitcher has it, TuneIn Radio has it, DougStefan.com has it, Blog Talk Radio has it. I'm grateful for that. I have found, Amy Newmark, that gratitude has changed my life in many ways. And I've always sort of been grateful, but I didn't realize that I was focusing on it. And then, you know, you sort of look at conventional wisdom, and a lot of people say there's such great energy associated with being grateful. Thank you for this, that, or the other thing. It carries with it more power than you realize, doesn't it?
It does. And there's been a lot of scientific research done on this where they have proven that people who actively see the blessings in their lives are happier, they're actually healthier, and they have much better relationships at home and at work. They're just more successful at life. But you don't have to be born that way. I was born that way. It sounds like you were born that way. But some people
are born. No, I wasn't. I came to it of late. I was. I've never been very good at saying thank you. I've been pretty good at saying I'm sorry.
You can learn it, and maybe you did. And what I found when we put together this Power of Gratitude book is that there are lots of different ways that people, even if they're rather curmudgeonly, they're always grumpy, they're always looking at the negative side, they can turn themselves into people who use the power of gratitude, and it doesn't take that long to become a naturally grateful person. And so I see hundreds of stories every year from people about how their lives have been transformed. They'll keep a gratitude list, they'll keep a gratitude journal, they'll have a party for all the people they want to thank each year. As long as they're mindful...
That's a great idea.
Having a gratitude party is such a cool idea, because then all year long you're thinking about your guest list and you're actively looking for the people in your life who you want to thank.
Mm, and how super. Great your guests must feel.
Oh,
I mean,
God,
that's the
really
best.
Great.
That's the best way to be a hostess, right? Or a host.
Yep.
That's
yeah,
fabulous.
This woman made badges for her guests, and everybody had to guess from the clues what the guest did for her.
Oh, that's
very
great.
Cool.
All right, so the stories are all in Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Gratitude. Amy Newmark compiling inspirational and aspirational true stories in all of these great books. Thank you, Amy. It's 59 past the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.